Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Guess what I'm doing, Warren?
I have no idea, Doug.
I'm logging on to WarrenEckstein.com. I could probably do a good exercise to be doing the... here it is. Wait a minute. Look at this. Warren Eckstein, photographer. Warren Eckstein, books. Warren Eckstein, build-up. Warren Eckstein, Eckstein, Eckstein.
Man, I'm tired.
All things Warren Eckstein. Warren Eckstein is generally considered by those in the know to be the country's foremost expert when it comes to pets, pet advice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're really smart, you listen to his weekend radio program, The Pet Show, that's heard on hundreds of radio stations, a lot of them that carry this program. We were just talking about coming onto that station that we're on the Delmarva Coast. That's how you describe it, Richie, right? WICO,
yes.
It's on... It's in the demo. It's a really good radio station. And so they're going to get the benefit of having Warren there. Warren's on with us every day with his tips and a focus on the sort of the conversational things we ought to be aware of when it comes to your pets. I have a question about how to handle bringing a dog to an overnight. We'll have that in a moment, plus a couple of other things, including whether the FBI should be tracking animal cruelty or not. Is that their job? Up next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you need to pull an all-nighter? Need to stay up all the night long? Well, there's a smart way to do it. Here's the science of it. Now, students regularly pull all-nighters around finals time, and even the most seasoned employees are required to work every now and then until the very, very wee hours of the morning. But how do you stay up all night and get through the following workday? That's the problem. If you must work late, try to get at least 4.5 hours of sleep. Why? Most restorative sleep occurs within this time frame. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must work late, shoot for at least 4.5 hours of sleep. You'll be able to function the next day, but only at a very minimal level. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with the host of The Pet Show, Warren Eckstein. So, Meredith had to go away for a day, and I was going to take Millie, but I had to come out to, as a matter of fact, I'm in your old stomping grounds. I'm in Schoharie and Cobleskill and Sharon Springs and stuff this morning. And so I thought it would be better for the dog to stay in the kennel, and I'll go get her this afternoon because Meredith's going to be gone until tomorrow. She brought the dog to the kennel and put him in the cage. This is a very nice, this is not like your average put him in the cage place. This is a nice place. But she was the only one there. And remember, this is a rescue dog from who knows what in New York City. So when she puts the dog in, she's very conscious of animals. And there isn't anybody in the world that I know who loves animals and cares more for them or about them. You and she are like soul sisters and brothers. So anyway, Millie gets up on the window on the ledge and looks as Meredith leaves. And Richie said, when I was talking about this earlier, that your advice is to go back in again and say goodbye again. Is that true?
Well, you know, what I would do, first of all, there are great boarding facilities around, and they're absolutely fabulous. But what I would have done prior, knowing that I was going away, I would have started bringing the dog there for a couple of minutes or an hour or so every day.
Well, she's been there before. She stayed there once before.
But see, what happens now is psychologically, dogs learn through association. So what happens is very often the association of going there is with her best friend being taken away. So I would bring the dog there and then have leave with the dog, you know, you go there for an hour, just play with them, hang out, get a biscuit or whatever, to really make it a place that's fun, not a place where the dog realizes that it's going to be left.
All right, good advice. The FBI, your website, or I'm sorry, your blog, focusing on the FBI tracking animal cruelty. It's from your Facebook page. What is that net at the end of the day? What is that going to what's it going to fix?
Doug, it is such an important thing because if you go back and you take a look at any of the major murderers, human murderers in this country, whether it be the Boston Strangler, all of them started out as animal abusers. So if the FBI starts following up on animal abusers, not only is it good for the animals, but it could possibly prevent human deaths in the future. So I think it's a great idea. I think it's about time that the FBI now is going to take animal cruelty seriously and start investigating it.
Wow, I wasn't thinking about it that way, but yeah.
Every single one of them. The Boston Strangler, almost every single one of them started out as animal abusers.
Exactly right. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, author of great books you can get at Amazon.com, like How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want Him to Do, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want It to Do, The Illustrated Cat's Life, Understanding Your Pet, and there are so many great books that want a great Christmas present. So check them out either at petshow.com or go to amazon.com. Warren Eckstein, pet expert, here with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.